B-Pod Studios.
Josh Allen and the Bills roll past the Patriots, who never stopped Buffalo's offense, never forced a punt all day long, and lose by the 33-21 score. And so we talked about it, close games, when they fall behind, the Bills don't fare well.
No.
Well, they took the lead first, and they won a game by double digits.
All right, welcome in 98.5 The Sports Hub. I'm Joe Murray, joined by Leroy Irvin.
What's up?
Leroy, part of the Get Up Crew, 96.9. In our Beasley cluster here. Hot. 96.9. So, Leroy, there was a Patriots game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I worked post-game. I got a lot of the things I had to say off my chest. Mm-hmm. Well, replay maybe some of the arguments.
I heard it got a little crazy.
It did. I just want to say that I bet the Buffalo Bills this week.
Wow.
Okay. I was in on the Bills. I thought the way that they were playing, they had the upper hand. They had the better offense and have played better over the last couple of weeks. Yeah. I think the loss that they had to the Patriots, you know, showed that maybe they had some problems in the Bucs game and then turned it on late and then took care of business against Carolina, and they weren't afraid to come into New England. Now, there were some things that happened. COVID protocol, obviously them missing Cole Beasley, I thought would be a big impact in the game. Then you find out Gabriel Davis can't play. So I like, oh, who's going to throw the football to? And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, no. One early move that happened for the Patriots was Dietrich Wise went on the COVID list before the game. So they were down Wise, and then come to find out, they made Joan Williams a scratch in the game, which people are like, oh, don't give me Joan Williams, Joe. Well, he didn't play, and therefore, they never made an adjustment once in the game on defense.
Mm.
They never replaced Miles Bryant, who was on the outside, which we'll talk a lot about today, because I don't know why they never made adjustments. But here's my opening question, and of course, everybody listening on NBC Sports Boston and here on 98.5 The Sports Up, the phone number is 617-779-0985. Feel free to call in all day. Anything you want, holiday stuff. We're all back from the holiday. The regulars are out. Tyler Milliken's still here, though. So he's running the board behind us. But here's the question I want to throw out. It's easy one. But I've heard multiple sides of it, so I'd love to hear Leroy's side, Tyler, yours as well. Who is responsible for the loss for the Patriots yesterday? And I'm just going to give you two sides, offense or the defense. How do you feel, Leroy?
Defense. I'm going with defense. You give up 314 yards. You give up 114 on the ground, 314 in the air, 114 on the ground. And you were mentioning Beasley. Isaiah McKenzie.
Who?
Huda. What? Exactly. And was on fire. When was I here last? I think it was Saturday. I was expecting the New England Patriots to come out with and meet and have that intensity the way that the Buffalo Bills came out with. I was shocked. I was shocked that they didn't.
I know.
Punch him.
Should we start it over? Man.
Right. I wish we could. But yeah, I throw that definitely on the defensive side. Yeah, I know the offense has some issues. Mac Jones was nowhere near the Mac Jones that we've come used to. But it's the defense, man.
The defense and the Buffalo Bills never punted in the game.
Mm.
The defense. Think about it. What the punter? What did he do all day?
Right.
Well, what did that punter do? Did he freeze?
Right.
Was he making hot chocolate with like schnapps? What did the guy do? I mean, he had to hold a couple of times and some extra points, I guess. What? Who is that guy?
Right.
Like they not one. It's never happened under Bill Belichick.
Isn't that crazy?
So there's a lot of things we can talk about today, and we will. Oh, we will. But when it comes down to it, the Buffalo Bills had 8 possessions, I believe, and scored on 7. And the 8 was when they got the ball back after the 2 minutes that the Pats,
yep,
you know, got a call pulled away from them that we'll talk about later. I'm saving the ref stuff. Saving it. The Patriots did not lose the game because of the refs. Okay?
Right.
My big issue of late is I think the product is bad to watch. I constantly now look at who the refs are when I try to make a betting
and it shouldn't be that
a betting decision on a game.
Yep.
We call it the wrangle, the ref angle, and we look at how teams are versus home. I looked it up after the game. And you're going to be amazed at what the record was for the Chance. I showed Tyler Milliken there, and he goes, whoa.
Whoa, I know, I can't wait.
And I wish I looked into it, because I thought it would be this AFC East matchup for all the marbles, essentially. Like, they didn't have the ATV crew. You know what I mean? Like, how did you have that ref that crew out there? And it was bad on both sides. I'm not defending the Patriots. I thought that I thought the illegal man downfield on a Dawson Knox touchdown was bad. Jacoby Myers, they late in the game, they were just trying to come back. They called a penalty. That was not. They were on both sides. It was terrible all day long, and we'll talk about it again. Not the reason why the Patriots lost the football game. I'll just bring you back to the Eagles Super Bowl years ago. Remember the game Malcolm Butler didn't play in that one?
Yes.
It was just back and forth. Back and forth. They punt. Eagles punted once in that game. The Patriots never punted in that game. And it came down to essentially one turnover, and that's it. And the Patriots needed to make one stop on defense to win the game. Yesterday, you mentioned it. Josh Allen threw for over 300 yards. They never punted the football. The Patriots were still in the game with five minutes to go down five.
Yep. Yep.
So whatever you want to say about Mac Jones or the running game or the coaching or whatever, the team still had a chance to get a stop on a fourth down. Did you know what happened? Their best draft pick this year, Christian Barmore, jumped offsides on a fourth and seven. And they had a chance to still stop them on fourth and two. Jamie Collins was right there to make the play. Josh Allen's big body just got over the first down mark. It was all there. All they had to do was make a stop.
Yep.
And they would still have a chance. So we could sit here all day and say Buffalo was great, Josh Allen was this. They still had a chance in the game. That's what bothers me most about the outcome.
You forgot there was another play. J.C. Jackson. The interception that just could have been. Didn't happen.
You know what's funny? When it happened, I went, oh, that would have been a pick six. I got Buffalo. I got the Buffalo Bills.
There you go.
I'm watching this game through Buffalo Bills angles. My glasses, I'm like, oh, please, Josh Allen, get the first down. Oh, please. You know, like when they picked up the flag on Milano, I went, oh, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, they're going to flag the other team. I'm like, I'm getting so lucky here. And I'll get more into that
one. Okay.
I'll get more into that one.
Yep.
But just everything that's been so good about this year, your draft class has done well. Mac Jones, Barmore. There was no Stevenson yesterday. Mm-hmm. Your free agents have hit. Maybe we'll talk about Judon in a bit. But the guys who've made plays for you week in and week out, J.C. Jackson, he's got to have it for you there.
Yep.
And I agree with you. Yep. It's hard for me to get on guys like, remember Asante Samuel drops a big one.
You know what? I wasn't going to mention it because I know how that hurts.
I mean, Wes Welker dropped the pass over the, they catch that ball, they win. You know,
that's what I instantly thought about yesterday. I know it's not the Super Bowl, but it was like, oh, I just got, it has that feeling.
I just can't get on those. There's plenty. We can come up with a list of them, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to get on them for it, but there were some talks about an island.
Ooh.
There were naming an island. Drop Island.
Oh, that's Drop cold. Island. That's cold-blooded. But he's been playing pretty good season. He's been playing great all season. Don't do that.
Listen. If he's going to talk before the game, got to make the big play.
That was it. In his hands.
We can call him Mr. INT after that. He catches that one, pick six to the house. The place would be going nuts.
Right.
And I was talking with Big Jim Murray last night. And it's great when he talks about other teams because he goes, Joe, I think the game plan really was that they thought Josh Allen would just blow it. And in a way, I'm like, well, he almost did. But yet, as outstanding as he was, 300 yards, you name it, he still made some bad plays.
I mean, he did. That's what I was banking on. I was banking on the Bills' unwillingness to stay committed to whatever was working You know what I mean? And they would get away from it and just try to, you know, start trying to embarrass the Patriots, which they kind of did. They tried to. But you got to give them credit. I want to find excuses for the Patriots, but you got to give the Bills credit, man. They came in here and they took it.
So I think that's where we should start. Mm. The Buffalo Bills have come into New England now 2 years in a row, have beaten you by double digits, and Josh Allen has scored 3 touchdowns on you in both of those games. They're the only team to do that in the Bill Belichick era.
Wow.
But sorry, there's only 2 quarterbacks to do that in the Bill Belichick era.
Okay.
Josh Allen and Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, I was going to say, okay. Wow.
I'm not comparing the two. Right, I'm right, just
right.
saying.
Right.
One's in your division now. And I think that could be a problem for years to come here. And that's when the Mac Jones stuff starts ramping up a little bit. Because there's a lot of talk, right? Who's going to win the AFC East?
Yep.
The Patriots are back. Yep. Bill Belichick's coach of the year. Up here's the top seed about to get home field. And after 2 losses, you're hanging on for the playoffs. You're hanging on. You're literally the 6th seed in the playoffs right now. So, again, if we're going to put blame on anybody, I think we both agree it's the defense.
Defense, yeah.
So we'll start there at 617-779-0985. Let's take a call before we so they start with calls, right, normally, Tyler? Okay, all right. Let's see. I see Rocky. Hey, Rocky, you're on with Joe and Leroy. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you guys doing today?
All right. Good, man.
Good. I just want to say, man, the defense is the reason why we lost that game yesterday. They were god-awful. The refs, I get it. They were awful on both sides. That's not why we lost. We lost because of the defense. And Josh Allen was on a different planet. We couldn't contain him. Nothing we could do with that.
I agree, man. And you know, when I think about Josh Allen, like, was it his running ability or was it the fact that he could throw the football?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
The threat.
Yeah. And outside the pocket. It was just like, oh, my God, this dude is making throws, you know, that you're not supposed to make. And he was making them. Give him credit. I thought he was going to choke.
I really want to know what the Patriots game plan was yesterday. I have so many questions, Leroy. We'll get into it. Because I want to talk about this Isaiah McKenzie guy.
Oh, God.
And I'll make a basketball reference. All right, let's just say we're down the park. All
okay,
right?
Okay.
We're playing ball down a field's corner or something. All right?
Okay.
And it's like me and another dude versus you. And you're just scoring on this guy all day. At some point, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm taking Leroy, right?
Yeah.
It never happened.
Yeah.
It never happened in the game. Never. I don't know if it's because they were short on talent or whatnot, but you got to try something else out there.
Or
they never did it.
Or... Was the whole philosophy like, hey, Diggs is over there too. Diggs is on the other side. We got to keep an eye on him. And the focus, maybe it was on him. And it was just like, all right, we're shocked he's getting these numbers. He's getting these catches. He's getting these yards. But all right, do your job. I know it's not looking good, but I'd rather have him go off than Diggs, who still ended up.
I don't know, coach. Someone's beating you all day long, and you just, you let them do that. Like, I get it. Years ago, it was let Sean Moreno run the football. Yeah. Let him get 200 yards. We don't want Peyton, you know, they don't want Peyton Manning throwing on him. Isaiah McKenzie?
I know, Joe. Over and over and over again.
And over. And over. Like, they waxed that thing until the wheel fell off.
They did, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Literally was like, he had cramps. He was like, I'm just doing way too much. He had to come off the field for a little bit.
Yeah.
Cramps.
Yeah. I guess who else, right? That's what all you got. Who else are going to put in their job? Maybe Juwan Williams could have played outside for a minute. I don't know. Devin McCourty. Anybody else besides Miles Bryant? Mm. We'll talk about that coming up next. I see you guys lined up on the phone lines. Offense, defense. Coaching?
You serious?
Did Bill Belichick get outcoached? All that on the table here. 617-779-0985. You're listening to the sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zerach and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Coach, it looked like Miles had Isaiah McKenzie for most of the game, and man, was there any thought to switch that matchup up, or and what did you kind of see in that matchup that went Isaiah's way?
Yeah, we played quite a bit of zone today, too. I'm not really sure which plays. I mean, we were in man, we were in zone. I could do a better job in all of it.
All right, back here at 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's Joe Murray, Leroy Irvin in for Zoe and Beetle. Tyler Milliken is here. He's
Tyler. On the board.
So we got to do a lot there. A lot of food for thought there in that first segment. But that was Bill Belichick. With the sniffies, he's definitely sounded like he, you know, I was really sorry about the way I treated everybody last week. So this week, I'm not going to just say the same thing over and over. But he gave us nothing. Once again, he gave. Did you think about changing anything up today? Well, we did go from man to zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You went from man to zone, and they still were throwing the football. So that's my beef with it is, if it's personnel and they want to say, hey, who else do you want to put out there? Well, why was Joan Williams inactive? And I know that there are people saying Joan Williams sucks. He's played.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've used him in a role this year to play outside corner. So when J.C. Jackson comes out of the game, Joan Williams comes into the game.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have another outside receiver to play, outside corner to play.
Mm-hmm.
And like we know that other guys can play there. Phillips can do it if he has to in the slot. Like, Duggar can play there. They never changed it once. Now, did Miles Bryant make the right play in the last matchup on the final play of the game? Absolutely. But was the game plan, all right, Diggs, Knox, nothing. Knox really didn't do much. And then watch Josh Allen, someone kind of watch Allen. Oh, and there's no Gabriel. Emmanuel Sanders is hurt. He dropped a touchdown pass in the game. And there's no Cole Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just let the game plan focus on McKenzie. And do you know that he didn't even play in the first matchup? He was a healthy scratch.
Wow.
In their first matchup that they had. And I'm trying to pull up more that I saw on him. He was drafted by the Broncos a couple of years ago. I always knew he was like their fourth or fifth receiver. And they got Emmanuel Sanders this year, so that was kind of one of their, you know, veterans that they wanted to go with. But when I think of, like, McKenzie, he had 38 receiving yards on the season. He hasn't played in weeks. He caught one pass in the last two games, averaging 6 yards per game. He caught zero passes in six of the first 10 games this season. That's the guy they, like, beat them yesterday?
I know. I know I'm shocked by it too, but you mentioned all his stats. At the end of the day, I'm thinking here's probably what happened. If you were the coach, wouldn't that be your game plan too? You know, Buffalo doesn't like to really run the ball. One of their star receivers is out. They have a guy coming in who really hasn't done much, but you got Diggs, you got Knox, you got these others. Wouldn't your game plan be to make sure that the Digs of the world and all that, they don't get the touches. And if this guy who doesn't really play at all, if he's open or if he gets some, all right, so be it. I think if we're going to criticize anything, it might be that it took too long, if ever, to adjust.
They never adjust.
I get.
A Bill Belichick defense doesn't adjust during a game. Isn't that what they're known for?
I get that, but maybe it's the confidence thing.
Okay.
Like, okay.
All right, Leroy. I'll give you that one.
Uh-huh.
All right, cool.
Yep.
This is how they're going to play. Then how about a pass rush? Where was Matthew Judon?
I don't know. I'm saying.
I mean, he's defensive player of the year candidate for the first, what, 13 weeks of the year? They go on a bye and the team falls apart?
Yep.
Right? Doesn't it seem like they went on bye and they're now back to their old habits? The offensive line's been bad again. They're making bad, stupid penalties. They went off sides a week ago on a special teams play. Like, they had a block, like, punt. And then, I don't know, I just look at it and say, yesterday they brought Josh Uche back, mm-hmm. who's a pass rusher.
Yep.
They have Chase Winovich, who's a pass rusher. But they continue to stay with, you know, Jamie Collins, who, I don't know, I'm like Hightower was bad yesterday. Just, they never make adjustments. And I just want to bring this up. I'll go back to the Super Bowl against Seattle. They benched Kyle Arrington for Malcolm mm-hmm. Butler. Mm-hmm. How did that work out for them?
Right.
So, like, it's okay to bench someone if they're not playing well. And I just, again, in basketball, we see it all the time. If someone's scoring on someone, they put someone else on them to try to just show a different look. They never showed a different look. They never tried another corner, and they never tried blitzing or some sort of rush or a stunt or something. Mm-hmm. And they let Josh Allen do whatever he wanted all day. Allen knew that. All right, that's how they're going to approach it. Let's just keep doing it. At one point, you could tell they're going to hand off to Singletary. They're going to check down to McKenzie. And then he's going to look for the first down. I had the Bills. I just want everyone to know. Like, I'm watching the game. Like, why aren't the Patriots adjusting? They're known as one of the best adjustment teams. They did nothing.
You know what the argument might be? Up until that last touchdown by the Bills, where the Pats end the game. Technically, they were still in it. They were still in it. So maybe that's the mindset. Listen,
like,
we're still
stick
in
to
it.
The scheme.
Stick to the
this
scheme.
This is how it works. Yeah. Listen to us.
And we got to make a play. But it never it never happened, especially on defense.
4th and 7.
Yeah.
Your star second-round pick goes offsides.
Mm.
Oh!
Yeah, the opportunities were there for
Christian
sure.
Barmore, who's been like... just a find, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get Mac Jones, you get Barmore, and now it's like the draft is back, baby. Ugh. Ugh, it hurts.
But, Joe, you know what I think? See, this is the type of person I am. I do love X's and O's, but I think one thing that we're dismissing, they didn't come out. I'm shocked that they weren't playing with fire.
Who?
The Patriots.
Oh, okay.
Period.
Okay.
With the fire and passion, especially, like, look, you're at home. You know that the division is up for grabs. Where you stand in the playoffs is, you know, it's in question. You know the Buffalo Bills are excited and ready to come in there and punch you in the mouth.
What
happened? And want revenge. And they, from the jump... You could tell. I don't care if you were there or if you were at home. You could see that they were on fire. They were pumped up. They were ready. I never felt that from the Patriots. Never.
The only time I did was how Buffalo kept going for it on fourth down. Mm. And the Patriots had to go for it on fourth down to stay in the game.
Right.
I mean, they had to go on fourth. It wasn't like we're going to do it too. No, no. In order for us to even stay in this game, the Patriots had to go for it on fourth down. Mm. You're right. I saw no urgency.
None.
And just one more thing, I want to take some calls here, but the game plan in their first meeting was to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many times Mac Jones threw the football yesterday, Leroy?
Was it in the high 20s?
It was a lot. Okay. I'll get you the box. But anyways.
I see it.
Where'd the run game go?
I don't know.
I hate when teams are down 2 scores and don't go with the run. And here I am saying, stick to your game plan. why didn't the Patriots adjust?
Right.
They never really stopped Damian Harris yesterday.
No, they didn't.
I don't think the Patriots had another back after Bolden, by the way, or played another back besides Bolden. So maybe the Stevenson thing was him being on the COVID list hurt. I don't know. My whole thing going into it was, what's going to change? The Patriots can just run the football and win. Patriots had to throw the football and didn't work out for them in the end. Let's take a couple of calls here. Let's start with Edwin, who's in Boston. What's up, Edwin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Yeah, so here's my thing, right? When we're winning all those games, everybody was like, oh, good thing they got rid of Gilmore. We don't need him. We needed Gilmore yesterday. And then everybody's saying J.C. Jackson is this amazing corner. We got embarrassed on the secondary yesterday. And you guys are right. Every time the Patriots adjust, yesterday it was like Bill Belichick was like, whatever, we already lost this game. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Oh. I don't think you felt that way.
I don't want to go that far.
I mean, I'm upset that they never adjusted, but I don't think you wanted to lose the game.
I think sometimes, I hate saying this because, you know, I'm not a professional coach. I haven't played professional sports. I'm just going by what I see. It's my opinion. Screw it.
That's what we do here. We give takes.
I think it's clear. This is no mystery. Bill Belichick can be stubborn. I think he saw it and he's just like, you know, no, we're sticking with this game plan. And again, up until that last touchdown, technically they were still in the game. They literally just needed to make a play. A play.
I got a take for you on this one.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying you're wrong. He was stubborn in the first matchup, right?
Yeah.
Only threw the ball three times and
yep.
it worked.
Yep.
Still came down to the final play of the game. Buffalo still could have won that game.
True.
Like, the fact that he's so stubborn on things and doesn't adjust, yep. is it what's best for the football team? We'll talk about that. Mm. Save that thought. 617-779-0985. I do want to get to the coaching matchup, right? Because Bill Belichick had nothing to do with the first win. Wasn't that what we heard after the game? We'll talk about that. We get your headlines and your calls next here on 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will not be a recycled take,
right?
But it's a retake.
It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What did this game kind of mean? When I know you have so much respect for him and what he's accomplished.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've been on the other side of it before, and so you know, he was very complimentary, and certainly appreciate that, and. As you mentioned, a lot of respect for what he's been able to do. You know, so I just think it says a lot about the way we're doing things as an organization, not just on the field, what people see, but off the field. And it's not just the team I'm talking about. It's the extended team, you know, the way we do things in ticketing, community relations, the business side of our operation and organization. So I just think it's it's a standard across the board, not just on the field.
Pretty cool moment for you, though, to say at midfield there tonight.
Yeah, pretty cool. You know, he's a legend in terms of what he's been able to do, and so I certainly appreciate that. Humbled by it.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. I'm Joe Murray. Leroy Irvin is here today.
What's up?
617-779-0985. Normally, obviously there was a Patriots game yesterday. There's a lot to talk about. So, I mean, I had other things planned today.
And?
Well, it was the series finale of Insecure last night.
Don't get me started, Joe.
I mean, we'll do that today.
Okay, all right.
I promise you.
I like that.
We will do that today. What else did I have? Drake and Kanye are like, doing things together now.
Okay.
There's all sorts of things we can talk about. Unfortunately, there's a... Tyler, are you trying to speak to me?
I am. Instead of playing the wrong clip like you had requested, I actually have the right one.
Okay. No. It's fine, Tyler. You did a great job. Well, I'll set it up then. Let's do this. So, Leroy was trying to make the... I was trying to make the case that Bill Belichick got outcoached. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick got outcoached. You're saying the way that they've been sticking to the schemes has been successful. They stuck to the scheme in the first game and they won. I still wonder what the offensive scheme was this week.
Yep.
Considering you ran the ball every play and won the last meeting, and this meeting you decided not to run as much. But after the game, everyone was crediting Bill Belichick the first matchup. Oh, Bill Belichick, he's the genius. And McDermott kind of didn't want to give Bill Belichick the credit.
There's a few shots on the broadcast of you very visibly frustrated and animated. How would you just explain the psychological component of coaching against Bill Belichick, especially when he's doing something like that, just running the ball down?
Yeah, it's not. Let's not give more credit than we need to give credit to Bill Belichick in this one. It was, whether it's Bill or anybody else, they beat us, right? But you sit here and you tell me when they start with the average starting, when we start with the average starting field position of the 40-yard line and he starts with the 23-yard line, and I'm rounding up in both cases, and we were 1-for-4 in the red zone and they're 0-for-1 in the red zone, you give me that ahead of time, I'm saying I like my chances. I like my chances.
It kind of sounds like Johnny Gomes. So you're inside a grocery store, someone comes up behind you. Kind of does sound like that. But, he didn't give Bill Belichick credit at all for the last matchup.
Mm.
So, to your point, you mentioned the whole revenge. They were fired up from day one.
Yeah.
They went for it on fourth down a lot. I'll give you the stats in a minute here. But, they weren't playing around.
They weren't. It was obvious. From the jump, it was obvious. I don't know if we have the audio, and even if we do, if we can even play it. Diggs.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay. I'm keeping my mouth shut. Fired up. What they do at Pop Warner. How y'all feel? Fired up, man. They were fired up. Pats were kind of ho-hum. Disappointed.
The Patriots defense couldn't make stops in critical moments.
No.
The Bills were held for 6-for-12 on third down. They also went 3-for-4 on fourth down. So, four tries, they went for it. One of them they missed, obviously, in the end zone. But when they went for it on fourth down, they weren't afraid. Yep. And even Josh Allen, after the game, said that, I like how the team believes in me to be that guy. And you know what? I believe in him. We do post-game here. Myself, Big Jim Murray, Howie runs the show here. And he goes, why aren't they kicking the field goal here or whatever? And I'm like, you have Josh Allen.
Yep.
I have Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Again, I have Buffalo. So I'm like, Josh Allen just uses big body and gets over the line. Like, it's as easy as that. And that's what they did, and they believe in there. But I'm going to say it. Bill Belichick was outcoached yesterday with Sean McDermott.
Yeah. Man, I agree. I think part of coaching is having your team prepared also emotionally. And they weren't. I still think if they were to meet up again in the playoffs, I think it would still be a tight game. But sometimes you just need a little bit extra something to get over the hump. And the Bills had a lot extra of just passion. And just, we gave the Patriots credits for being bullies against the Bills the first time, punching them in the mouth, running the ball. And that's what the talk was. Turn around, and that's what happened to the Patriots yesterday. They got punched in the mouth.
I hate to say it, but the Bills were who we thought they were.
Yesterday?
They were the team that was projected to win the AFC East with an MVP candidate and a Coach of the Year candidate. And the Patriots were a team that spent a lot of money in the offseason, who had a decent draft, and the win total was set at 9 points, which is where they're at.
Yep.
Two games to go. They'll probably get over it. They might make the playoffs, and everyone will be happy. Oh, it's a good season.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, we'll look at it like you mentioned off the air, Tyler. The Red Sox this year, no one had expectations. Right? No one had expectations.
Yeah, you're right.
They get hot. They go on a run. They squeeze into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They win the first round. They're up at home 2-1 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And we're all pissed that they're not in the World Series. But the expectation. It's the same thing with the Patriots. They went on a great run. And now they're hanging on.
Well, damn, it ain't over yet. Hold on, man. Hold on. And you know what? The Bills, yesterday to me was a game that it says a lot about the future of the AFC East. Because they went from a team, like I remember watching the Bills and the Bucks. I want to say it was 2 weeks ago. And in the beginning of the game, the Bills were running the ball, and they were doing an excellent job. And then they just went away from it. Now, remember, they had to come back to try to even make it a game. Mm. And when they started to come back, they started running the ball again. And for me, while watching, I'm saying, man, this team is so undisciplined. They get away from the things that work. I know Josh Allen wants to throw the ball, but the running game was working. Why would you go away from it? Yesterday, that was a different Bills team. They stuck with what worked. They tried different things. They had courage. They had balls. And I'm like, uh-oh, this isn't just about yesterday. This is about the future of the AFC East. Bills are here.
Just to tease something?
Yeah.
If it's Josh Allen versus Mac Jones, who are you taking? 617-779-0985. Let's talk to John, who's in Marshfield. What's up, John?
Hey, just to your point there, I want to talk, and yesterday was on the defense, no question about that. But bigger picture, thinking about Mac Jones, you know, he's definitely been the best rookie quarterback. He came in as the most NFL-ready and the lowest ceiling, which is why San Francisco turned down on him. They thought they could wait and take a flyer on Lance. But think about this. I agree that the comparisons with 2001 Tom Brady are very accurate. The bigger question is, that was a previous generation. Yeah. I don't think the 2001 Tom Brady, the Tom Brady who won the first three Super Bowls, is good enough in the modern era when you need a more athletic, versatile quarterback who gives you multiple dimensions a la Mahomes, and especially what we saw yesterday. So, in other words, the theory that he's Tom Brady may not be good enough. And by the way, what did Tom Brady do without massive weapons in the second half of his career?
Well, in the early half of his career, he did a lot. And, John, appreciate your call there. I do want to get into the 0-1 Patriots versus now. It seemed to be a big discussion after the game yesterday. A lot of articles were written, by the way, by a lot of – yeah, that must have been like a topic. Like, oh, there's, everyone's comparing him to the 0-1 Patriots. It must have, people are probably pissed about that, right? Mm-hmm. I work with Ted Johnson here on the weekends. Uh-oh. We see Ted all the time. He was not happy with the comparisons.
Really?
Not happy at all.
Interesting.
Let's take one more call. Brian's in New Hampshire. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
So I know the Bills definitely were the better team that game, but watching it, I do feel like the refs kind of stole the game away from the Patriots, because there was many, many times the Patriots were driving, and like it's almost like, oh, they're going to steal this game. But then the ref says, nope, you know, I'm picking the flag up, or here, you know, here's another flag. And then after Butterfingers, J.C. Jackson dropped, you know, the opportunity to take the game away. Joe, I think you said it on Twitter, so correct me if I'm wrong, but it was like a 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, and it looked like there was a massive hold on Judon that would have got the job.
Yeah, at the end of the game.
A shuffle pass.
It was the Diggs, the Diggs shovel pass. And Brian, appreciate the call. It was the Diggs shovel pass. If you watch it, I'm being unbiased. I had the Bills again. Judon got completely tackled. They didn't call it. It was a little shovel pass. Zoe says it on the broadcast. I mean, I was here. I was at the studio. So, and I was like, wow, what they missed a blatant holding call. It was both sides yesterday. Like, we consider and say it was the Patriots. No, like the Patriots got bailed out late in the game as well. We're gonna do a lot of ref talk in a little bit. We got to hit the break. Got to hit the break right now. 617-779-0985. Leroy Irvin's here. I'm Joe Murray on the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Day.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5, the Sports Hub. We'll, take many of your calls to see you guys hanging on the line here. I'm Joe Murray. Leroy Irvin is here. I love working with Leroy. You should hear us on like a summer Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
With like just nothing going on.
Sandwiches and restaurants and...
Fireworks in the hood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
What else have we done? We've done... It's fun. So we're here after a Patriots loss. The thing with... I do want to just throw this out here. I bet the Bills. I'm going to keep saying that. I bet the Bills. I'm not trying to be right on it. It's just... Mm-hmm. I just felt like there were... Everything was set up this year to be Patriots, you know, versus Bills, and the Bills were the favorite, and they got embarrassed 3 weeks ago. They've had a nice couple of games. You know, you mentioned the Tampa game. That was a good comeback. Yeah. Hey, they lost. Like, you know how we talk about moral victories this year? There's been Tampa Bay. There's been Dallas. But, like, those losses kind of propelled them to where they are.
Yep.
Let's face it. But you could say the same thing about that loss for Tampa Bay. You know, they played Carolina. They were sacked four times. They didn't have their two best linemen, and, you know, they won by double digits. So they've played better offensively and came in New England and were like, we can beat these guys. Only issue I have is, what was the offensive game plan? We'll do that at the top two.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the offensive game plan? Because, you know, why not run the ball another 30 times?
True. I think... Devin McCourty talked, and he was talking about, he said a lot of things, but he also said, you know, about playing from behind, and like, they can't do that. And you look at the team, look at the Pats, they're not built to play from behind. Yep. Before the season even started, we knew what it was, okay? We looked at it, we said a rookie quarterback, a bunch of good running backs, two tight ends.
Two expensive
tight ends. And a really good defense, right?
They play without Aguilar, who is, you know, say what you want, he's a starter.
But I mention all that because in the beginning of the season, when we saw that, everyone said, okay, it's going to be a run-heavy team that's going to depend on the defense holding it down. All right, when you get behind and you're literally depending on the run, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. I don't know anybody who went into yesterday's game saying we need Mac Jones to throw more than 25.
And a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, and a rookie quarterback. The game plan is you keep Mac Jones somewhere in between. Get him like, hopefully he gets about 140, 150 yards, 15 to 25.
Did you see Carson Wentz the week before?
Yeah, exactly.
Completed five passes.
Exactly.
You just need to hand the ball off and make a couple of good thrusts.
And
yesterday they tried to open it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Why? Why? It's a serious question.
Mm.
Why? Let's take a couple of calls before we hit the top here. You know what? Let's go to that one. Tim's in Nashville. What's up, Tim?
Guys, you are talking exactly what I can't understand. The past 2 weeks, they actually took fully off the kid gloves and not stick with the plan. They were winning games by almost making Mac a robot. What they wanted to do, when they wanted him to do it. And if they had to get inventive, they could. But they've actually submitted to both defenses the last two games. And I hear what you guys are saying, but I mean, this kid can win the game for you. But if you get away from that game plan, like Joe was saying, I think you're screwed. I mean, what do you guys think?
Well, yeah, they can't come back. Listen, if they're down two scores, the defense can make plays and keep them in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that they move the ball downfield, it's very sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be, you know, check down, 10-yard play to, you know, Myers, hand the ball off, get 5 yards, dump it down to Henry for 15. It's just really slow.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're down multiple scores with under 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's an uphill climb for the team.
You know what else? Mac Jones is really, really good off of play action. When the other teams know you're not running the ball anymore, it's just something I've noticed. I could be wrong. It's just like,
he's been great at play action.
Yes.
He's great at,
but fall behind, you're not running, so we don't trust it. We don't believe you.
Yeah, one more call for the top. Phil is in Marblehead. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Joe Leroy.
Hey.
Glad to talk to you guys. You guys were spot on everything you're saying. Hey, before the season started with all the acquisitions, I said Pats are a 10-win team, maybe 11. I said it's going to be rely on the defense and, like you guys said, running backs. So, you know, I think maybe after the Tennessee game, that was their last win, right?
Yes. Yes. And his subject line said they're exactly where we all thought they would be. And they are. I'm just disappointed. I, you know, it's just like the Red Sox this year. Didn't expect him to be there, but right. Now I think they should have won the AFC.
Yeah. Those 7 wins in a row, that momentum. You're just like, oh, shoot, like they had a schedule. Everybody was saying that. We knew this was a rebuild, you know, rebuild in the year or whatever season, but they're ahead of schedule. It's just, you know, I don't know. You wanted 12 wins or something like that. You wanted first place in
there
the AFC.
No reason why not? They couldn't run the table after the bye.
Yeah. Yep.
There was no reason. And here they are now. 2 games after the bye. Let's talk about Mac Jones in his performance yesterday. He's Leroy Irvin. I'm Joe Murray. We'll get to the headlines here and take your calls here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.